Get this to Johnny on the grapevine. Vermin's going to kill Johnny's brother at the Savoy Theater tomorrow night. Got it?
Got it. Vermin's going to kill Johnny's brother at the Savoy Theater. Pass it on.
Vermin's going to kill Johnny's brother at the Savoy Theater tonight. Pass it on.
Vermin's going to kill Johnny's mother at the Savoy Theater tonight. Pass it on.
Vermin's mother's going to kill Johnny at the Savoy Theater. Pass it on.
Vermin's going to kill my mother at the Savoy Theater. Pass it on.
Virgin message through the grapevine, Johnny.
Yeah?
What is it?
Johnny and her mothers are playing something at the Savoy in Vermont tonight.
Vermin's going to kill my brother at the Savoy Theater tonight.
I didn't say that.
No, but I know this grapevine.
Yeah. a wrong turn because we're outside now.
Whoa! Whoa! Is this Alice's limo?
No, it belongs to Frank Sharp, head of Sharp Records. Good friend of Alice's.
Wow, that's like way bigger than a normal-sized car.
Well, it has to be. He drives everywhere. Hates to fly. He's going across the country right now to look for new acts to sign to his label. Next stop is St. Louis, then he's going to come back through Chicago on his way to Detroit.
Thanks.
You know, for a security guard, he had an awful lot of information, don't you think?
Thank you, Milwaukee!
Miami Beach, that's where you could score. Anybody can score there, even you. In New York, no rich lady with any class at all buys that cowboy crap anymore. They're laughing at you on the street.
Ain't nobody laughing at me on the street.
Behind your back, I seen them laughing at you, fella.
Oh, what the hell do you know about women anyway? When's the last time you scored, boy?
It's a matter, I only talk about a confession. We're not talking about me now.
Well, when's the last time you've been to confession?
It's between me and my confessor. And I'll tell you another thing. Frankly, you're beginning to smell. And for a stud in New York, that's a handicap.
Well, don't talk to me about clean. I ain't never seen you change your underwear once the whole time I've been here in New York. And that's pretty peculiar behavior.
I don't have to do that kind of thing in public. I ain't got no need to expose myself.
No, I bet you don't. I bet you ain't never even been laid. How about that? And you're gonna tell me what appeals to women.
I know enough to know that that great big dumb cowboy crap of yours don't appeal to nobody except every jackie on 42nd Street. That's faggot stuff. You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
John Wayne, you want to tell me he's a fag?
Thank you.
want you to hypnotize me again. All the shit I want it out, I want it gone, I want it all to stop. Right now.
Yeah, come right in, Tom. I want you to meet Clarita.
Oh, hi. Sorry. Look, do you think that you could she...
Clarita, perdoname. Mi cuñado está un poco loco. Nos deja solos, por favor.
¿Ahora?
Sí.
Fantástico. No importa que sea en medio de la noche, me tenga que parar en medio de la calle en este barrio de mierda a buscar un taxi.
Know,
chao,
I,
campeón.
Well, gracias.
De nada.
Okay, you gotta slow down. Okay, just you gotta be a little patient with me here, cause I got a confession to make. You see, we just smoked this great big fatty a few minutes before you walked in. So this is just blowing my mind, just
listen
a little bit extra right now, if you can understand.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Whatever door you open in my brain, I want you to shut it now.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay, I can do that.
Close your eyes. Okay, just like last time, I want you to just focus and concentrate. Listen to the sounds of the room. Listen to the sounds of your breathing. Look at the back of your eyelids. Do you see anything there?
Could you just get to it, please?
All right. I want you to pretend you're back in the movie theater. It's very dark. And in the whole pitch black theater, there's only one thing you can see, and that's the white screen. And as you focus on the screen, you'll begin to drift closer to it in your chair. You'll notice that there are letters on the screen, tall, thick, black letters. But they're out of focus, so you begin to drift closer to them.
Yeah, someone's here.
No, it's empty.
There's someone else in here.
No, you're alone in the theater, Tom.
No, I'm not.
Right, your feet and your ankles are relaxed.
No, hard to breathe.
Your hands are limp and heavy. Your arms...
No air.
Tom, I want you to look at the screen. Look at the screen. You can read the letters now. Right up next to me. Tom, look at the screen!
Wow, what happened? Are you okay? I think you need to sit down, Tom, because what was happening there was very next level. You should have seen your face. Do you want a beer? Are you feeling better? What happened?
I'm supposed to dig.
Nothing like having your face cut off to disturb your sleep.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ooh-wee, you good looking. You're hot.
Oh, Soggy Bottom Boys out of Cottonelia, Mississippi. Songs of salvation to salve the soul. We hear that you pay good money to sing into a can.
Well, that all depends. You boys do Negro songs?
Sir, we are Negroes. All except for the fellow that plays the guitar.
Yeah, well, I don't record Negro songs. No, I'm looking for some old-timey material. You see, people can't seem to get enough of it. Since we started broadcasting it on the Pappy Old Daniel Flower Hour, so thank you for stopping by. But...
Sir, the Soggy Bottom Boys have been steeped in old-timey material. Heck, we're silly with it, ain't we, boys?
That's right.
That's right.
Yes,
we ain't really Negroes.
Oh, except for our companies.
us. Okay, sir, but Merton Aloysius will have to just sign X's. Only four of us can write.
Everything.
Hey, mister, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
That's Governor Menelaus. Pass the biscuits, Pappy O'Daniel.
And ain't you appreciated if you ate his farina and voted him a second term?
Finest governor we ever had in Mississippi.
In any state?
Oh, Lord, yes. Every parish or precinct.
He was making the bigger point.
Why, ain't you gonna press the flesh, Pappy? Do a little politicking?
I'll press your flesh, you pimpy little son bitch. You don't tell your pappy how to court the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh, yes. That's a powerful new force.
Mm-mm. Shake your leg, Junior. Thank God your mammy died giving birth. Should have seen you, should have died of shame. Well, hi there. How you doing?
One, two, three, four.
You better know what you want. You know how little I got. I can't give you anything.
In this matchup, you've got to be eliminated in a double chicken wing by Jazz, assaulting Ivory, who has several victories, quite frankly, over Jazz in the last month or so. Ivory has literally had Jazz's number. And look at Victoria with that shot on Jazz. Remember, pinfalls, submissions do not count here.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, Nice move by Gail Kim. Hurricane Rana takeover on Victoria. And the baseball slide drop kick by Molly Holly.
I love this. I've never seen. Oh, look out.
Molly Holly landing on the apron. You got to have both feet touching the floor.
Still in.
And these battle royal rules, so Molly is still legal.
And this is a good idea by Eric Bischoff. Look at all. Oh.
And Ivory first eliminated. Ivory going over the top rope. Eliminated.
You got to love all these women in the ring. The estrogen levels are at an all-time high. We got raging hormones in there.
Ivory may have hurt her leg there. I'm not sure. And Trish. Oh, no. Look at Trish. Trish teetering
Trish,
there.
Hang on, Trish.
Trish trying to hang on. The women's title on the line here. And a sidewalk slam by Victoria on Trish. And Gail Kim, oh, just got power slammed by Victoria. Victoria's powerful, there's no doubt about that. And Jazz is hurt there on the outside.
What's happened to Jazz? I didn't even see it. I saw Ivory.
Jazz being assisted by the trainers. Ivory's been eliminated.
Ivory nailed, I saw Ivory nailed Jazz with a kick, but.
I'm not sure that Jazz went over the top rope. Apparently she did. Well, she's out of the match, I can tell you that.
She's being helped out of the match.
And the winner of this battle royal is going to be the women's champion. And Molly Holly goes sailing out. Okay. And Jacqueline eliminated. Down to, by the way, my math, we're down to three ladies, and one of these three is going to be the women's champion.
You know, I don't think Jazz was actually thrown over the top rope, but certainly being carried out of here.
Chris now working over Victoria. Gail Kim making her debut here tonight. Victoria and Trish know what it's like to be the women's champion.
And you know what this means, JR? One way or the other, we're going to have a new champion.
Absolutely.
A new women's champion.
And which one of these three will be the new women's champion? And a tough break for Jazz, but that was the structure of the rules.
Look at the strength
of Victoria. Look at Victoria hanging on for everything she's got. And
like a spider.
She's as goofy as a pet coon, we know that. But she wants to be the champion as badly as any of these other two ladies in the ring. Gail Kim being grounded for the time being. And now Trish focusing on Victoria, who sits on that top turnbuckle.
Oh, boy, I love it when Trish does this.
And Trish is not going to love this at all. I don't think.
Wait a minute.
And Trish
got, those shots
got powered right into Victoria's lap. And we're exchanging those right hands. And Trish almost eliminated there.
Ooh.
And a straight kick right to the face of Gail Kim by Victoria.
Man, this right in the face.
May be Victoria's night. And
there goes Trish.
Trish is eliminated. Gail Kim was slingshotted into Trish. Trish now eliminated. It's down to Victoria. And Gail Kim with the WWE Women's Championship on the line in what started out as a 7-diva battle royal here.
And one of these two women that we're looking at, Gail Kim or Victoria, are going to be the new women's champion here.
Victoria really manhandling, for lack of a better term, the young rookie Gail Kim making her Raw debut here tonight. And remember, no pinfalls, no submissions. It's over the top rope only to be eliminated.
Oh, look at Victoria welcoming Gail Kim to Raw in her own way.
And
now look at this. Whoa, nice move.
Nice counter by Gail Kim, sliding down to that arm drag. But Victoria is very powerful, very strong, and we know extremely deranged.
Whoa.
And look at Gail Kim in that mount position. And Gail Kim holding on.
Hey.
And Victoria's out. Gail Kim has done it. Can you believe it?
Here is your winner.
Kim can't believe it. Her first appearance on Raw. She's done the impossible, JR.
What a debut for the rookie. What are the odds?
Look at this.
Against Gail Kim winning the title, her first match here in the WWE.
I think she's in shock. Look at this. What a night for Gail Kim.
We were 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling out of Georgia State. We had more trouble than turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. And that hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham.
Well,
smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. There are people there who care a little about me, and they won't let the poor boy down. Sure as you bone, they bought me a silk suit, put luggage in my hand, and I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes, he would set us at the terminal gate. Swing low, the chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Put your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 410-09. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boy's on the line.
I thought we could settle this like men.
You thought wrong, dude.
That's good.
You know what I think?
No.
I think Buford's going to jail.
You're right. Oh.
Oh. Get him out of that. Get him! Buford Tannen, you're under arrest for robbing the Pine City stage. You got anything to say?
I hate manure.
sits, her hands are held tight around her glass. She only needs to be alone. She knows this mood will pass. To realize that she was strong and he too weak to stay. And to realize that she is better off this way.
Get this straight, Mr. Mellon. You wish to enter this widely esteemed Grand Lakes University of ours as a freshman?
That's right, Dean Martin.
Are you comfortable?
Oh, I'm fine, yeah. Oh, the chair. Oh, I'm sorry. Good.
This is an awkward moment for me, Mr. Mellon, since I realize you're a highly respected member of our business community.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Our student body here is handpicked by me from the creme de la creme of students all across this great land of ours.
That's one of the things I like about this place.
Yes. The point is, though, since you have no high school diploma and no transcripts of any kind, no SAT scores, and you're 30 to 40 years older than our average freshman, how can this university ever see its way clear to accept you as a student?
As Calvin Coolidge once said, the business of America is business. And the business of an educational institution such as ours is to create young minds that understand that the business of America is the kind of business that it actually is. So, whatever it is that I have said here today, the point is that we are here to honor our most generous benefactor and newest freshman. The man who's made it possible for us to break ground here today, Mr. Thornton Mellon.
Dean Martin, great speech, great speech.
Came to see you.
be doing dressed like this.
I took a job. Got my job. You see what I'm doing? Do you have a good lawyer?
Well, I sort of am a lawyer now.
Look at this letter. The IRS wants more. I had a deal with them. Two penalties. They ate the cake. Now they want the crumbs. I'm gonna sue them. They want the crumbs. Yeah, sit down. They're trying to scare me, intimidate me. You know what? You know what? I'll make them chase me for the rest of their lives.
Hey, it's great to see you, Daddy. Listen, sit down. I want to show you something. I came here to give you this. It's an invitation to an engagement party. Daddy, I'm getting married. Can you believe that? I'm getting married. You don't need to worry about anything now, Dad. Listen, I'm getting a brand new Cadillac. I'm getting a $60,000 house. I'm getting it all back. All the jewelry, all the furs, everything, Dad. Everything they took from us, I'm gonna get it back. Now, has Ma seen you dress like this?
She came to pick up some boxes.
That's okay. That's okay. You know why? Because she's going to the wedding with us. I'm going to get you a brand new suit, Dad. Getting you a brand new suit. One of those Manhattan Eagle three-button black pearl suits. You'll look great.
Those are nice. She won't see me.
Both of you, have you tried to call her? Why don't you call her right now? Dad, why don't you call her right now? Here. Dad. Just call her. Call her for me. You call her. You tell her I have two first-class tickets to go see her son.
Your mother's married now to my friend Jack Barnes. They have a house in Long Island. I had an FBI agent come see me. You got their number, son. They're kind of scared. The United States government champ. Running for the hills. Bow to the moon. They're never gonna catch you, Frank.
Dad, she wouldn't do that.
Why won't you sit down?
Why would she do that to you?
Come on, sit with me. Have a drink. I'm your father.
Then ask me to stop. Then ask me to stop.
You can't stop. Where are you going? Come on, Frank. Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going tonight? Someplace exotic? Where you going tonight? Tahiti, Hawaii?
Change has got to come. Oh, yes, it will.
and I go to my brother.